It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And really excited this morning to be talking to McGraw-Milhaven, who recently took over the America at Night program. You hear that every weeknight, 7 to 10, right here on KQEN. Joining us from St. Louis, McGraw, good morning.
Kyle, thank you for the invitation. Happy to do it.
So tell us a little bit about your background.
So I grew up as a child of the 80s, and I fell in love with talk radio in 1982, 1983, and I never went back to music. So my music is stilted. I'm still stuck in the early 80s, but I've listened to talk radio for years, got into radio, went to school in Lincoln, Nebraska, and got into radio, and I've been on, just like you, local radio for 30 years, fighting the fight, telling the stories, you know, going to City Hall and doing all the things local radio does, and not just listening to your show on the break. I just love everything about local radio. And this summer they came to me and said, would you be interested in taking over the Larry King, Jim Bohannon show? And I said, I'd do it on one condition. And they said, well, what kind of show would you want to do? And I said, I'd want to be the best knockoff of Larry King and Jim Bohannon humanly possible. And so I was lucky enough to do it. And so a show I used to listen to back in high school, now I'm hosting, and I'm trying to bring it back to the Larry King days.
Wow, it's pretty cool. You know, way back, I can remember doing music radio and listening to Larry King when it was on initially later at night, and then shifted back, and then Jim Bohannon came along. And just one of the great things about this program, too, is giving people a sense of what's happening right then in the evening, and just really like having that presence, not something, you know, left over from earlier in the day. And you can really talk about what's going on really right at that point in time.
Well, so the way I wanted to do the show was it's a 3-hour show, and the last hour I'm going to reserve for phone calls, because I love taking phone calls and just listening to people ask questions, whether it's something about the news of the day or somebody's going to go rogue with something else. So we always save that last hour for phone calls. And then 1 hour is going to be dedicated to news, and we're going to try and get newsmakers on, and, you know, people who are in the halls of power or something that's, you know, sort of a greater perspective on something. And then the 1 hour is going to be sort of featurey. And Friday night, I don't know if you saw the news, but last week the U.S. spy Aldridge Ames passed away in prison, one of the great spies of our time. He was a double agent, an American who traded secrets to the Soviets. Well, there was a book written in the 1990s about him by Pete Early. And so we had him on the show Friday night and told some unbelievable, you know, hair-raising stories about what he learned, you know, befriending Aldridge Ames. And, okay, so, you know, you hear the story, Aldridge Ames died, but you know, well, we had the time to go and really get in depth and sort of retell that story. And Pete Early was great. So that's sort of the whole idea, right? A longer form interview to get a greater understanding of the news of the day.
Yeah, well, and I know I've heard one recently. You had somebody, kind of a Frank Sinatra expert, was going in depth. I mean, so you really cover a lot of different kinds of topics.
So, yeah, that was great. It was Frank Sinatra's, 100th birthday, 110th birthday or something. And so we had the guy who wrote the definitive book on Frank Sinatra. And look, I come from the school of, if it's interesting, it's just interesting. And yes, politics is interesting, but we're not going to throw tomatoes at each other. We're not going to talk about it incessantly. There's nothing more I can add to a story that's been talked about for 4 days straight, right? So we're going to sort of branch off and do other topics, other interesting things. We're going to every Tuesday we're going to have on somebody from a different national park, a park ranger from a national park, in honor of the 250th anniversary of the country. And they're going to come and talk about the national park. And so what we're going to do, what radio does best, and that is sort of take the listener to places they haven't been. And so we'll talk politics, we'll talk news, but there are so many other great stories stories to sort of tell. And so that's what I want. I want it to be a place where you go and you're going to hear all sorts of stories about all different things all across the spectrum.
Hey, you know, you mentioned the national parks, and if you haven't done it before, I've done it a couple times in the last few years, talking to one of the folks from Death Valley, because that just fascinates me with how hot it gets. And I mean, protocols about, you know, you can only be outside for 8 minutes at a time if it's this hot, and all kinds of things. If you've never checked out Death Valley for an interview subject, that'd be a fun one.
Well, there's a reason why they're national parks, right? We all love parks, and we all love, you know, a city park on a corner somewhere. But these are historic places, wonderful places, and they all have great stories. And so each week we're going to pick a park, and I hope Death Valley's on. It will be eventually. I'll see if I can do it sooner rather than later.
Well, and of course, out here we have Crater Lake National Park, deepest volcanic caldera, and just absolutely stunning, just a couple miles to the east of us. So you cover a lot of different things on the program, and you're also doing a local program in St. Louis there, so you are staying pretty darn busy.
Well, so one of the things was, you know, you never want to give up a job, especially in radio, right? You always rather do a second job or a side hustle than local radio is very different than national radio. So they're not two of the same shows, right? As you know, local radio, you are immersed in local conversation, local talk, local issues. And I've been in St. Louis now for 20 some odd years doing a local morning show. So I still wanted to do that because it's still very important to me. But doing a national show, right, you have access to guests you wouldn't normally get, topics, conversations. And so it's in a sense, it's two different shows. One's a national show and one's a local show.
And when you're not doing all this, what kinds of other things do you do in life?
Oh, well, if I could wave a magic wand, I'd love to be in my garage working on some woodworking project. I love to pretend to tell people how much I'm a woodworker, and so I love to do woodworking, and whether it's making a Bowdon Morris chair or some arts and crafts style furniture, I'm all about woodworking and working with your hands, and that's what I love to do. And I was, you know, doing a little research on your area. I know you guys got a whole bunch of timber and wood up there, and I'll come visit and you can show me around, because I love wood and I love working with my hands.
Well, you know, it's fun. I have to confess that my sole product with working with my hands with wood was a napkin holder in sixth grade, and that's about as good as it got. My mom kept it though. It may.
When you make something, you never throw it out. Never, ever, 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 ever. If you make something, you might not use it, but you'll never throw it out. And it is part of the American tradition, part of the American lore. And I love, you know, eating on a table that you made, or sitting in a chair you made, or sitting in a chair my great-grandfather made, right? I mean, his hands worked on that chair. There's some sort of connection to that.
See, in my case, you wouldn't want to sit on a chair that I made, because you'd land on your rear. Because I've got no skill in that area.
Well, you have to start somewhere. I'm not very good, but I love to talk about it, and I love to do it, and just a couple hours in the workshop is great therapy for me.
Well, yeah, and I think when you are, you know, in two plugged-in jobs with your local program and national show, a lot to keep track of, and then you can go in there, and I've got other things that I do kind of like that, to just get away from it all.
Well, I think America has lost its, right, where man worked with their hands for 10,000 years, and then all of a sudden, in the last 5 minutes of our existence on Earth, we stopped working with our hands. That when you work with your hands, that the whole, you just, there's a sense of pride, there's a sense of accomplishment, you just feel better. And I would recommend, even if it's not woodworking, if it's knitting or crocheting or painting, or pick up a hobby and use your hands, because you'll love it. You'll feel creative, and when it's all said and done, you might be exhausted, but it's such a great feeling to work with your hands.
McGraw-Millhaven, weeknights 7 to 10, America at Night here. What do you have planned for tonight so far?
You know what? Good question. We were talking about that just before you called. So We're going to have on a U.S. attorney to talk about the legalities of the shooting in Minnesota. And then we are going to have on an expert about Iran, because this Iran thing is starting to heat up. And it's fascinating, right? Back in 1979, they threw out the Shah of Iran, and the protesters took to the streets and threw out the Shah of Iran. Now the protesters have taken to the streets 50 years later, and they want to put the Shah's son back into power. So it is an interesting time in American history with what's going on in Iran. So we're going to do an in-depth with that. And then, of course, phone calls.
All right. McGraw-Milhaven tonight, 7 to 10, America at Night on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. McGraw, thanks for being on this morning. Hope we get to talk to you again.
Kyle, anytime, keep doing what you're doing and keep the faith. Local radio is where it's at. So thanks for calling, and I'm happy to do it.
All right, 8:42 at the Morning Report.